it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Another weekend split for the Rochester Americans, taking Utica down Friday night and then dropping one to Syracuse in Syracuse 3-0 on Saturday night. But revenge on the mind tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena with the Crunch coming to town. We welcome in Amerks head coach Mike Leone. Before we talk about this week's action, we got big news today, and we want to get your thoughts on last week's action. But UPL, what's going on, coach?
Yeah, he's coming down on a conditioning stint, so he's going to start tomorrow night. So he laid practice with us today. He looked good. He said he felt good, so we're excited to see him play.
Is it a game-by-game sort of thing with the conditioning? Like if he looks good and says, I'm ready, and you agree, he could go back up?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit just given the history of the player. I think they want to be – you know, I think it's really important to just see how he's feeling. I think we'll see how Wednesday goes and make a decision after that if he feels like he's ready to go or could possibly, you know, when you haven't played. And, you know, I think he's played once so far and through two periods. So as a goalie, I think a lot of it is getting into game speed, and our level is a lot different than the NHL. So, you know, to make sure he feels good in his game and where he's at and if he's comfortable. And I we'll see after Wednesday night and then kind of make a decision after that.
It's real early in the season, Mike, but how are you managing this wealth of goaltending within the organization? I mean, you've got UPL here on the conditioning assignment. You still have Devin here. You've got Gorgiev. You've got Lyon playing up with the Sabres. I mean, this has to have been one of the bigger challenges that you've had since joining the Amerks in terms of managing personalities here and getting the right guys and the right pieces given everything that's been thrown at you.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, like you said, is just managing, I think. You probably have to over communicate at this situation. All the goalies are in a different situation. So it's really important. You know, I've always had the mentality, if someone comes into our room, they're part of our team and you have to treat it as so, and everybody's equal and making sure that everyone has a really good attitude. You only can control what you can control. And then we have to make decisions on going forward, looking at every goalie's situation. But I think it's just constantly, you know, I've probably talked to the goalies more than I ever have in my entire coaching career of just, you know, communicating with them, because I think it's really important. They know where they're at, what the plan is going forward. And I usually tell goalies weeks in advance, not weeks, but who's starting. And I think it's worked really well here. Since I've been here, and Seamus Kotick's a big part of that, and how we go about planning. So I think more it's more probably day to day than it is week to week. So we'll see where Wednesday goes and then make a decision on Friday and Saturday. after that.
Yeah, the Amherst's second home game of the season coming up tomorrow night, Syracuse. And before we look ahead to that game and the week ahead, Coach, the week that's behind us, and now that we've been gotten to know each other here over the last course of the year, like fans, media, we measure things basically on wins and losses, and you do too, certainly, but you also look at, hey, how did we actually play in this game? Maybe we had everything going, and I liked the way we played, it just didn't go our way. How did your team play last week where we see one win and one loss?
There's some good and bad. I just think given right now, we have a really young group. There's some huge pieces. So there's at times I like our game, and at times we go through probably stretches where we just play immature. I call it little kid hockey, where we're playing too much one-on-one. We're giving up way too much. And just defining the consistency, probably have to coach our group more probably detailed than we've ever been, of just giving them a game plan on what we're trying to execute and what is expected from them. So the first, I actually didn't like us in the Utica game. I know that the score was a score, but we didn't play great. I actually liked us the second half of the game in Syracuse. They're deep. They have a lot of veterans. And we knew it was going to be a really tough test, but they kind of, in the first period, we were a little overwhelmed. And I think as the game went on, we settled in, and I liked us the second half of the game. It's just probably learning with our group, just how young we are. The margin for error is really small, and yet the mistakes that we're giving up in a game, which is going to happen, but you can't let it happen consistently over and over. I believe the first time, is a mistake. The second time is a decision that you're making to not know what you're doing. And I think we have to get a lot better as a team. I'm not saying it's all been bad, but there's a lot of growth that needs to happen with our group right now.
So you've got Syracuse, an opponent you're familiar with, having just seen them on Saturday, coming to town tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena. Then Friday night, I know a lot of fans are licking their chops because the first chance we'll have to see the team that eliminated Rochester last year from the postseason, that's Laval. What do we know about this year's Laval Rocket?
I actually think they're better than they were last year. I think they have two really good goalies. They have a lot of vets. Now that they're missing, we probably won't see right now, similar to our group, of what their roster could look like going forward, but they're a really good team. They defend extremely well. They're hard to play against. They have, similar to us, a lot of young skill, but they have really good veterans. Much of the same, to be honest. Their group is – they have quite a few guys called up and guys banged up, but their group that they will have going forward will be a really good team.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So last night we had a Sabre game. They lose. You know, Montreal is tough too, but you had Zach Metsa making his NHL debut. So your thoughts, and you got to take pride in this, right? That's what it's all about, right? You're promoting guys and you see them, you know, chasing their dreams. So two-part question. What did you think of Metsa last night? And, well, assuming he stays up there, Coach, do you go with a different captain? How do you, or who's kind of assuming that responsibility here coming up this week?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I mean, if you look at our lineup right now, like Dunner's up, Metsa's up, Carson Meyer's out. So when I'm talking about being a really young group, we have Jake Lecision's our only guy that is technically considered a veteran. So it's really not getting too high or too low. We're two games into the season and we're not playing bad, but it is. It's just making sure that the guys in the room that have been here that just, hey, calm down when things go awry during games or things like that. But Mets, I'm not sure. I think a lot depends on the how healthy those guys are up there. I think a few guys are close to coming back. So I foresee us getting Mets. I don't know when. But I thought he played a good game, a really cool story. I mean, he wasn't, you know, on an NHL contract last year. You know, if someone would have told someone that played with Mets when he was 18 that he'd be in the NHL, there's a lot of people that probably doubted him. But, you know, he's, you know, it's a good story on work ethic and self-belief and really persevering. And he's a great example of that. Some guys probably would have went to Europe. Some guys would have probably not pushed as hard as he did, and I think it's a great story about determination and self-belief, because if you don't have those things, there's no chance that this happens, and I'm really happy for him.
Well, I have a follow-up question. Were you dual-screening it last night? Because you had to be watching the Lions at the same time as you were watching Mets play with the Sabres last night. I was struggling with one screen. I don't know how you were doing it, Coach.
Yeah, I was going back and forth. Luckily at times they were, you know, the game, the Lions game started early, so that helped out big time. You know, the time, 7:30. So I got to watch early in the game and then switch over to the Sabres, and I would switch back and then following on my phone. But I would have the game on my computer and then watching the Lions on the TV.
So Friday night, you got the promotion to Suites in the Suites. This is because Halloween is the following Friday, and you know kids can trick or treat in at the suite level, which is kind of fun. If we were going to drop off candy for you, what would be your guilty pleasure, Mike?
Oh man, probably Reese's peanut butter cups for sure.
Yeah, peanut butter cup guy. It's a popular candy. Yeah. Doesn't crack my top five.
That would. That would be my go-to for sure.
Now, are you one of these guys that has to put it in the freezer for a little bit before you go for it, or do you just, it doesn't matter if there's one there?
Yeah, I've done that in the past. My wife is, like, extremely into Halloween, like, her whole house, the whole setup, like, she dresses the kids up like it's her favorite holiday. So
awesome.
At our house back home, like, the kids, you know, the kids in the neighborhood get hooked up. My wife gets the king size.
She does the full size.
She's all about that. But I would say probably, Reese's for sure.
Well, it's a busy stretch here for you guys coming up. We appreciate the time too, Mike. Home Wednesday, Syracuse. Home Friday, the Val Rocket, and then you're in Cleveland coming up Saturday at 7:00. We'll have all the action. Yeah, either Don and or Andrew will be on the call. Mike. Yep. Thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
Take care. There's head coach Mike Leone, Rochester Americans, Reese's guy. Yeah, I get it. I mean, a lot of Reese's guys. But I would expect nothing less from a guy as classy as Mike Leone that they would be a full-size candy bar home. Mm-hmm. They're handing out the full size. That's a classy move. Couldn't be my house. Could not be my house.
The Halloween is the Super Bowl for you. I don't remember this growing up, but a lot of people in my neighborhood, this is it. They treat it just like how people would treat the holidays, dressing up their home and everything.
Yeah, I get that. I see that. And I'm fine with that. you know what? It's all good. And now I'm like, this is a bittersweet Halloween for me, Gino. No trick or treating in the house anymore. Girls have outgrown the trick or treating. No trick or treating means no candy haul, no candy tax.
Well, let's be honest. Like, you were kind of let down gradually. You haven't been walking the girls around or girl around. She's been doing her own thing with her friends. So that's step one, where you were like the dad and you'd be, you know, kind of like you'd have a little drink in your pocket walking around the neighborhood.
Nothing better, man. You're walking around. You see all your neighbors. You see people with their bonfires in the driveway, which, you know, I'll always stop and say hey and chat up whoever we're stopping at. Let the girls go ahead and I'll catch up with you. And, yeah, that's fun. That's the holiday for me. And now it's like, well, I guess I'll just hand out treats. I'll be the guy that's handing out treats. Fine. Big weekend for the Amerks and UPL back in net tomorrow night. So there's a reason to go check out the Amerks tomorrow night if you want to see UPL on his conditioning assignment here with Syracuse, the opponent, as they look to avenge the 3-0 loss from Saturday night.
I think it's one of those where he plays the one game. Is UPL going to say he needs more work? No, he's going to say, I'm good. He doesn't want to be in Rochester.
Correct.
So, like, honestly, like, I'd be kind of surprised if it were more. I would give him this week.
Yeah, I wouldn't wait if you want to see UPL in net for. I wouldn't wait to Friday. I would go tomorrow night if you want to see UPL donning an Amherst sweater.
I'm saying the opposite. UPL will be like, I want to go up. I'm good. But if you're the Sabres, you'd be like, you know, wait a second. You didn't have a preseason. You're playing here, and then we're going to give you Saturday, too, in Cleveland or something like that. I'd like, of course he's going to. He didn't want to be here in the first place. Trust me.
No matter who is in between the pipes, you'll be able to hear all of your Rochester Americans hockey action here on The Fan Rochester all season long, every game here on The Fan, your proud home of Amherst hockey.
Time for who's heating up and who's cooling off in fantasy football.
Yes.
It's presented by Heat and Cool. It's cool with a K. Why a K? Because it's cool. Hey, Ja'Marr Chase owners. Yay. You finally did it. It feels like a long time ago. You got to go back to last Thursday.
A little footnote there for A.J. Brown, too, if we may. He had a nice game against the Vikings, finally.
Yeah, and you know, who's cool? Just get rid of everybody on the Jets. Like, if you, Breece Hall should be wanting to be dealt at this point.
Oh, it's gross.
Terrible.
Just terrible. Appreciate that. We'll talk more fantasy football next with Michael F. Florio, NFL Network on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.